Calgary, Alta. Constitutional lawyers from the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom say they have received hundreds of requests from active military members asking them for help to keep from being forced out of the military for refusing the COVID shot. Well-known trial lawyer and former combat officer Philip Miller is representing Shannon Jones, a healthy and skilled Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, member who will be kicked out of the military for refusing the mandated COVID shot. Jones filed an application in federal court May 24 for an injunction to fight what she calls an unfair release due to the COVID shot mandate put in place by the CAF. A hearing will be held on June 6. Miller, a former full-time combat officer in the CAF infantry, former assistant crown attorney, an experienced trial lawyer who has already successfully sued the Department of National Defense, DND, in the past, is taking an approach to fighting for the rights of CAF members that is different from other legal actions. Ms. Jones' life is being upended, her career destroyed and her pension put at risk without due process, said Miller. This is fundamentally a patched-together policy designed to punish those who do not get in line with the political objectives assigned to DND policy from Ottawa. This will be the first of many injunctions sought to protect serving military soldiers, and Jones is just one member of dozens of serving members of the CAF being represented by Miller on the basis of health concerns, religious or conscientious objections to the COVID injections. Everyone who signs up for the military understands there is an acceptance that your personal freedoms can be limited in order to preserve the operational effectiveness of the military, but the vaccine mandate has nothing to do with operational effectiveness as it is simply a political move imposed on the military by the federal government, said Miller. There is inconsistency in how this policy is being applied, and it is unduly punitive and wrong. We are asking the federal court to grant an injunction that prevents the military from kicking members out before their concerns are heard. Miller is also representing Warrant Officer James Topp, a member of the CAF Reserve Force facing the charge of conduct to the prejudice of good order and discipline, which has the potential to result in court-martial. Topp, who has been a serving member of the CAF for 28 years, has been making national headlines for his 4,293 kilometers, Canada marches, walk across the country, in protest of mandatory vaccine mandates, forced quarantines, mandatory testing, and other conditions of employment or provision of services. Topp began his march on February 20, the same day police forces began using physical force against unarmed Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa. Facing job loss for refusing a COVID shot, Topp is averaging 30 kilometers a day along the highway. His goal is to reach the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Ottawa by June 22. The CAF chain of command has been fast-tracking members out of the force if they are not granted a waiver, using the 5F release procedure. Beginning in January 2022, the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms received hundreds of requests from active military members for help, guidance and steps they could take to avoid being discharged unfairly under the 5F release procedure. The Justice Center maintains that military members are entitled to have their constitutional freedoms such as freedom of religion and conscience protected, as CAF members have fought and served to protect the freedoms of all Canadians. To contact Philip Miller, email him at philip@millerslaw.com or call 519-657-1529. LJOY at Glacier Media. CA.